Local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, to update as well. So this coming weekend, you know, we have the Fisher House Special and being brought to you by our friends at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Big thank you to them. And then a special broadcast of this show, Mobile Mornings. We've done this a couple times for Veterans Day. We're doing it again this year. We're going to be at the Civic Center in the parking lot where they line up for the Veterans Day Parade. Now, there's a bunch of activities. We talked about it yesterday with Wayne Sermon. We put the links up as well through our social media platforms. You can go see that. But we'll remind you again Thursday and Friday to get you ready for Monday. But you have events going on at the battleship throughout the day, but then you have the Veterans Day Parade that starts there at the Civic Center and ends up winding around to get on basically Parade Route A for Mardi Gras. And it's about an hour-long parade, so hopefully you can step out of the office, honor those veterans as they parade through the streets of Mobile. But we will be there starting at 6. Actually, we got to get there early, set up, and do all the stuff. We got to get there early, set up. We'll go on the air at 6, and we'll be out there until 9 o'clock as those veterans assemble and get ready for the parade. Always a great time to talk to those veterans. This year, the focus on the Vietnam-era veterans, and we'll have Vietnam veterans speaking with us throughout the show on Monday. So that's Veterans Day, Monday, midday, Mobile Mornings live from the Civic Center.
Man, I love it, and I can't wait for the salute and the parade. Yep. It's going to be fantastic. And if you're looking for us in that Civic Center parking lot Monday morning, we'll be the ones by the red, white, and blue van.
That's right.
In the parking lot.
That is right. When we'll have the, hopefully if it's not real windy or something, we'll have the awning out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know, our awning has a thing. If it gets real windy, it starts to retract itself. But we'll have our awning out. And hopefully we're figuring out coffee. And we'll end up just going and getting it. But if somebody wants to help out and be part of this, looking for coffee for the veterans, donuts or some kind of other breakfast for the veterans, donuts is usually easiest just because it's easy to, you know, get them and you know, no prep when you get there. But if there's anybody listening who wants to be involved with us and help out on Monday, you can shoot us a text at 343-0106 or send an email to me directly, Sean, S-E-A-N, at fmtalk1065.com, and I'll get with you. You can even call the station, call the front office, do those things. Mm-hmm. Get in touch with us if you'd like to be part of it. We'll have you out there with us doing the donuts and the coffee or one or the other. But that is coming up on Monday as we honor our veterans here along the Gulf Coast. And there are a whole bunch of them, for sure. Also, if you check out the website, Three Big Things, top stories of the day that we're talking about, and many others we'll be talking about today. Elections in four states offering tests of 2020 voter enthusiasm. The big one here is our neighboring state of Mississippi, their gubernatorial election. We'll talk about that. Speaking of elections, Senator Doug Jones tops a list of most vulnerable senators. Let me add a little adjunct to that. Duh. And not everybody is happy with the current annexation plans in Mobile. We'll talk about that today. Mobile City Council might be, it's on their docket, to vote on allowing the 13,000 people in those areas to vote. Remember, it's a two-vote thing. The City Council is not voting to bring them in. City Council would vote to allow the people in those areas to be able to vote to come into the city of Mobile or stay out. So we'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit. Plus, watching breaking news out of Mexico with the Americans killed there in Mexico as a story that is unfolding as we go through the morning. We'll get updates from Westwood One coming up in just a little bit. We'll talk to Dr. Bill.
Yeah.
He's got a little more rain in the forecast and another beautiful weekend ahead. That's all happening right here on a Tuesday morning.
And the president heading to Bryant-Denny Stadium this Saturday.
How about that? So going to the game of the century, and El Presidente is going to be there.
That's right.
That and a whole lot more on the way. We got sports on the way with Dalton. Kelly's got her headlines, and Kane's got traffic right now. Go, Kane, go.
Good morning from the CBDAmerica1.com traffic center. We do have an accident, I-10 eastbound between Theodore Dawes Road and 90 at the 14-mile marker. You've got a car on both sides of the median, so be careful. A few other wrecks that we've had have been moved into parking lots. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 RAV4 with 1.9% APR financing for up to 60 months, plus $500 bonus cash back, model 4430. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be mild with temperatures in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-50s. Then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Experience Mobile's most unique hardware experience this fall and holiday season. Spring Hill Ace Hardware has all your favorite brands like Big Green Egg, Traeger, Weber, and Yeti. For homeowners and contractors, Spring Hill Ace carries only high-quality products. Benjamin Moore Paint, Milwaukee, and DeWalt. All in one trip, you'll find hardware, gifts, home improvement, beautiful house plants, bedding plants, and landscape. Exceptional personal service, stocked with all you need, locally owned, and so convenient. Spring Hill Ace Hardware on Old Shell Road. Like us on Facebook.
All right, 12 minutes after 7 o'clock, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Also, I get a chance to talk about the president and his hug yesterday of a player from the Nationals, so I can get into that. I don't know if the president would try to hug Nick Saban at Bryant Denny. I think that would not be advised. That would not be a good thing. But a hug, the hug heard round or seen around the world. We'll get into that coming up. Kelly's got headlines right now.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A reward of more than $100,000 now being offered to bring 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard to bring her home safely. She disappeared October the 24th from Auburn. Her vehicle was located at a Montgomery apartment complex, along with evidence that the Homewood native was harmed. There have been no signs of the missing student for nearly 2 weeks. So the reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the suspect or suspects responsible for her disappearance is now at $105,000 thanks to the UFC president, Dana White, UFC fighter John Jones, and the Dominance MMA CEO, and an anonymous Homewood family who have all contributed $25,000 toward that reward money, plus Governor Kay Ivey's office has pledged $5,000. There's a task force of 60 investigators who have been working together to help search for the teen. We are continuing to follow up on tips and other information in order to locate Anaya, as well as the person or persons responsible for her disappearance. That quote coming from the Auburn police captain, Lorenza Dorsey. They encourage the public, though, to continue providing information. Happening right now, state troopers are investigating a three-vehicle crash in Theodore. It happened Saturday afternoon. That crash claimed the life of one woman. Crash happened on Paget Switch Road at 4:30 p.m. According to authorities, 19-year-old Mark Coward of Theodore was traveling southbound, and he had 41-year-old Evelyn Rose Smith in his vehicle as his passenger. His vehicle collided with two northbound vehicles. One of those vehicles was driven by Victoria Forbes. The third was driven by Caitlin Lumpkin. Both women are from Theodore, and they were transported to Spring Hill Medical Center for treatment. Coward was transported to University Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Smith, though, was pronounced dead at the scene. Troopers are actively investigating this incident. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
From the author of Old Mobile Restaurants comes a new book, Old Mobile Trivia, a beautiful 200-page hardcover book that'll look great on your coffee table and offer hours of reading enjoyment. It's just like the title says, trivia, facts, and stories about Mobile, with more than 300 questions and answers and loaded with photographs that illustrate and enhance many of the trivia topics. Old Mobile Trivia is a delightful book that'll also serve as a game that your family and friends will love to play. Topics for questions and answers range from Hank Aaron to Linda Zogby, from astronaut to Wet Willie, from Airbus to the Wright Brothers, and from architecture to Rag Swamp. The more you learn about Mobile, the more you'll want to learn. Few American cities can claim the rich history and culture of Mobile, Alabama. Discover the surprising facts, people, and events that have shaped the port city's colorful 300-plus years. Available at the Haunted Bookshop, Ashland Galleries, Five Gold Monkeys, Southern Art and Framing, Page and Palette, Cotton City Antiques, and online at oldmobilerestaurants.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A teenager who escaped police custody after he allegedly threatened school shootings on social media is still on the run. Mobile police say the 17-year-old created a Facebook profile featuring a clown. He threatened to carry out a shooting at several high schools. The teen was arrested the next day but managed to escape by slipping out of his handcuffs. Police are not releasing his name because he's a juvenile. Voters in Mississippi are heading to the polls today to elect a new governor. Republican Tate Reeves and Democrat Jim Hood are locked in a competitive race to see who will replace Reeves, Phil Bryant. Both President Trump and Vice President Pence campaigned for Reeves. Hood did not invite any national Democratic supporters to the state. Polls close at 7 o'clock tonight. A man is on the run after police say he stabbed another man in line while waiting for a chicken sandwich at Popeyes. That happened in Washington, D.C. Police say the men were in line and started to argue. That fight got physical, then spilled out onto the street where the victim was stabbed several times. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Local coverage you can count on.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Car Doctor is now offering street legal Yamaha packages.
That's right, street legal.
Come into Car Doctor today. Ask Trisha and Steven about how easy it is to make your gas Yamaha cart street legal. Car Doctor, Highway 90 in Theodore.
Good morning, everyone. From the CBDAmerica1.com Traffic Center, we're still working on accidents. Going to be tying up traffic eastbound I-10 between Theodore Dawes and 90. It's going to be at the 14-mile marker on the left and right medians. You can get through there, but you'll see the emergency vehicles just slow down. South Alabama basketball single game tickets are now on sale, and November's highlighted by the men's team hosting the Auburn Tigers at the Mitchell Center on Tuesday night, November 12th. Tickets just $10. Get yours at usajaguars.com. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106. Traffic.
Thank you, Kane. 718 FM Talk 106.5. And time to check sports on the plains with Auburn Sports Today. Brought to you by the Carrot Patch and D&K.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
It's game day for Auburn basketball. Bruce Pearl's team opens the regular season against Georgia Southern.
They've got what I'd say is four or five just dangerous players. In other words, the kid Isaiah Crowley. He is a really tough matchup. He's an undersized inside player that, whether he's playing four or five, he's just going to be a real handful for us because of his athleticism, his skill level, and just the experience. So, obviously, you could tell I'm pretty concerned about him. I've been concerned about him for the last few weeks, and yet they're a lot like our first three opponents in a sense that then we go to Navy and we play Davidson, and Davidson, another really well-coached, very experienced team, a team that's picked in virtually everybody's top 30 or 35 teams in the country, picked to finish in the top two or three of the A-10. And then we come back and we got to go to South Alabama, and they're picked to either win the league or finish in the top two or three in the Sun Belt. So three games, 7 days, all really good, experienced opponents. It is going to be extremely eye-opening. I can tell you, if we have some success, I will be really pleased with where we are right now. If we struggle, which won't surprise me because of some of the new pieces, it'll just give us even more things that we'll need to work on.
Tonight's game against Georgia Southern tips at 8. We have coverage across the network from Auburn Arena beginning at 7:30. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Cooler weather is on the way, and all the newest styles are at D&K. New selections of slim, modern, and traditional fit suits are here, as low as 2 for $220. Velvet and corduroy sports coats are in stock, perfect for holiday parties, plus a full line of accessories to complete your look. Shoes, shirts, sweaters, fashion socks, bow ties, and ties as low as 2 for $25. Weddings, D&K has purchase and rental options starting at $69.95. The largest selection and best service, D&K on the Beltline, 665-7350 or dnkmobile.com.
This year, let the Carrot Patch Jewelers help you start the rest of your life together with the perfect diamond that will capture her love. At the Carrot Patch Jeweler, our expert staff will guide you through our stunning selection of engagement rings and wedding sets, sure to make her passion last a lifetime, a passion that intensifies with every stare. If you can't find the perfect ring, we'll custom design one exactly for you in their new location, 800 Hillcrest Road, at carrotpatchmobile.com. When you find your perfect match, come see us at the Carrot Patch.
An amazing set of cookware.
J. Edgar Hoover.
14 karat gold diamonds.
We're bored. Go play outside.
Words from mom that bring back happy memories. And FM Talk 106.5 is giving you the chance to have more fun outside with the Go Play Outside Sweepstakes. A grand prize to make the outdoors fun. Go hunting in style with a Browning Outfitter package from Quince Sporting Goods, along with a Legacy Sport 223 hunting rifle with scope from Styx River and Mobile Shooting Centers. Scuba with all the dive gear you need from Gulf Coast Divers. Plus, his and hers Costa sunglasses and accessories from Sunglass World. Satisfy your backyard appetite with Monroe Bacon Sausage and Venison Processing at Monroe Meat Processing in Beatrice, as well as two boxes of 223 ammo and large capacity soft side camo ice chest. Cook it up outside with a Traeger Pro Series 22 Bronze Electric Wood Pellet Grill and pellets from Spring Hill Ace Hardware on Old Shell at McGregor. And when you want to take it on the road, use your brand new 8-foot utility trailer with 15-inch radial tires, LED lights, treated wood floor, and more from Trailer Sales Alabama. A grand prize valued at nearly $9,000. Complete details on our Facebook and website, fmtalk1065.com. Register at any or all of our sponsor partners to win a qualifying prize and be eligible for the grand prize showcase. Go play outside with all your new toys from FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be mild with temperatures in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-50s. Then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
724 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. I'm Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Dr. Bill Williams on the way with our forecast. And Kelly's got headlines in just a second. Yeah, it was Kurt Suzuki, right? So
yeah, the catcher for the Washington Nationals actually played a season or two with the Atlanta Braves.
So things got weird yesterday, they said. So I was watching the video. So Kurt Suzuki, they're at the White House, right? So the Nationals are at the White House. And they're doing the speeches and the picture taken and all that kind of stuff. And so at that point, Kurt Suzuki put on a MAGA hat. Yes. And President Trump was obviously pleased. He was smiling, went in for a hug. First of all, like, he gave him the shoulder thing, which is a normal dude thing, right? He used to have a coach that did that a lot, the old back rub, like the squeeze your shoulder.
Yeah, like, I'm going to give you a massage, yeah, but you're not really getting a massage.
Right, it's just a dude thing, right? So that's what. And then if he was goofing or what, the president reached around and basically grabbed his chest.
Yes, reached around for sure. He reached all
from behind and grabbed his chest. It was strange.
It did end up being an awkward hug.
it was awkward.
I don't think Suzuki minded too much.
No, I don't think it's a big thing, but it was like watching it.
I was like, oh.
Yeah, and there were a lot. It took off online yesterday. Also, Steven Strasburg, Nationals pitcher, there was a moment during the ceremony yesterday where he stood up on the podium, did his speech, turned around, and, you know, from the camera angle that went viral yesterday, it looked like the president put his hand out for a handshake and was denied, just completely ignored by the pitcher Strasburg. And it really did look like that, but Strasburg came back later on Twitter and said hashtag fake news. So I guess he's saying that the camera is not all, doesn't show all that actually happened there.
Good for him, didn't
deny the president.
Maybe that opened some eyes.
But no doubt about that awkward hug. That did happen.
That was like, okay. 7:26, let's get headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Mobile police need your help to locate a man who possibly suffers from depression. 26-year-old Albert Reynold Moore IV was last seen leaving his home on Heaton Drive October the 15th of this year. Moore is believed to have traveled to the Biloxi Gulfport, Mississippi area. Moore should be occupying, police say, a gray 2016 Nissan Altima with Alabama tag YFC479. If you know of him or his whereabouts or you've seen him, you are encouraged to contact police regarding 26-year-old Albert Reynold Moore IV. Call police at 251-208-7211. We turn to our nation's armed forces, and the state of Alabama is celebrating a promotion which will impact our nation. Vice Admiral Charles Richard is a 27-year member of the Navy Submarine Force, and he will lead the U.S. Strategic Command. And their role is to oversee our nation's nuclear arsenal. The Vice Admiral is an Alabama native, and he has been confirmed as the next commander of U.S. nuclear forces. He will replace General John Hinton, who was recently confirmed as Vice Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Richard is a native of Decatur and is a 1982 honors graduate at the University of Alabama, and he was unanimously confirmed by the U.S. Senate in late October. Vice Admiral Richard will be promoted to four-star admiral as part of the new command. From 2016 to 2018, he served as Strategic Command's deputy commander before leading the Navy's submarine forces, Submarine Force Atlantic, and Allied Submarine Command. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 7:27, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. About 10 minutes away, less than 10, from Dr. Bill, and a forecast that includes some rain, but also cooler temps again for this coming weekend. Rain gets out of the way during the week. Get the good weather for the weekend.
Hey, I love it.
Yeah, me too. What are the top stories of the day? Three big things that are on our website, front page of fmtalk1065.com. Not everyone is happy with current annexation plan. Now, this is from WKRG, our news partners, said on Tuesday, that's today, y'all, Mobile City Council is set to discuss and possibly vote on annexing three new areas into the city. They talk about some different folks that are not happy with that plan. And I want to point out that there are people that are against annexation for a handful of reasons. Some, I think, illegitimate, some legitimate. Some of these people that are against it are bothered that they're not in the annexed area.
They're kind of being excluded from that.
Right. So they're against, I don't know if they're against annexation or they want to be annexed too. So that's part of, there's a lot of nuance. People say, how many people are for and how many people are against? Well, for what reasons? And I think that's worth talking about. And we'll do it. Of course, text line's open for you at 343-0106. 343-0106. We'll read those texts. Also, check out the online opinion poll question while you are over at fmtalk1065.com.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Opening statements are expected today in the trial for Marquise Wallace. Authorities say Wallace caused a hit and run on Cervantes Street in Pensacola last year. Two people died, including a toddler. Wallace is charged with two counts of vehicular homicide. 28-year-old Nefertaria Williams and 8-month-old Nariah Baldwin were killed. The baby's mother was injured, but is expected to testify this week. Spanish Fort's mayor says he did not hit a female city employee and expects to be exonerated in due time. Michael McMillan was at last night's council meeting, but left with
without talking to reporters. He was arrested last week on a harassment charge. The city's magistrate, Lindsay Cooper, alleges McMillan told her to shut up and then slapped her during an argument. The Mobile City Council could vote on Mayor Sandy Stimson's annexation proposal today. The mayor announced the plan last month with the intention of growing the city to 200,000 residents, which would make Mobile the second largest city in the state. Areas just west of Schillinger Road, north and south of Airport Boulevard and Snow Road, and the Kings Branch area on Bear Fork Road will be affected. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
According to the U.S. Department of Justice, approximately 75% of gun-related crimes are committed with stolen firearms from hardworking people like you and me. Why not team up with Mike Ward's Liberty Safes and help put an end to this rising statistic and lock them up? Liberty Safes offers many models in stock with a wide range of fire protection and security features. Come by Mike Ward's today to find the right safe to fit your needs. You're going to find service like no other. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe, exit 5B, I-65 at Moffitt in Mobile. Phone number 471-1137.
Members of a family of Mormons who are U.S. citizens but have lived in Mexico for decades have been brutally murdered in Mexico near the U.S. border. Correspondent Matt Rivers is in Mexico City this morning.
There were three women and a number of children in several different cars moving from one part of Sonora to another. It was during that ride at some point that this convoy of cars, a couple of cars holding these women and children, were attacked. We don't know by whom, but the results were absolutely horrendous.
There are elections in four states today, races for governor in Mississippi and Kentucky. Virginia and New Jersey have legislative elections. Democrats in Virginia hoping to continue their recent gains in the suburbs. More transcripts set to be released by the House impeachment inquiry into President Trump today. And longtime advisor, Trump advisor Roger Stone, is standing trial today on charges of lying to Congress and witness tampering. I'm Christopher Cruz.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Voters will be voting with their wallets in many places on this election day. Albuquerque's Proposition 2 would create democracy dollars, $25 vouchers that eligible residents could give to local candidates to fund their campaigns. The Pittsburgh Parks Conservancy ballot question will ask voters if they want to raise property taxes to fund city parks. In Texas, Proposition 4 would amend the state constitution to explicitly prohibit an income tax. And Colorado voters are being asked to let state government keep some of the surplus tax revenues that now is refunded to taxpayers. Boeing's grounded 737 MAX could return to service in Europe early next year. The European Union Aviation Safety Agency expects to give approval in January, but prep by national authorities and airlines may delay the commercial flights another 2 months. New highs for the major indices. The Dow up 114, S&P gained 11, the NASDAQ 46 futures are higher too. That's Your Money Now.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-646-9595. That's 1-800-646-9595. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-646-9595.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors.
We all know someone who believes their plants are more than just plants. They feed, water them, they talk to them, even name them.
Perk up, Fred.
Old Time Feed knows some people get a certain something from helping their plants and gardens grow. So when that pep talk just isn't enough, go see Cecil and the folks at Old Time Feed, experts on keeping plants and lawns thriving. Old Time Feed's been in the nursery, feed and seed business since man landed on the moon. If you love your plants and lawn, you'll love Old Time Feed in Fairhope.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, let's talk about the week as it plays out here. There was something, you said something in the Gulf, some kind of low in the Gulf?
Yeah, there's a low pressure system out over the northeastern Gulf of Mexico, and It is producing some shower activity over the eastern Florida panhandle and to southeast Alabama. It's going to affect that area today. We'll see some high clouds from it. It's not going to be tropical, but it will be kind of a rainy area. If you're headed east on Interstate 10, you'll kind of run into those showers when you get over way east to Panama City. But in our area, we should have mostly sunny skies today. It's going to be a mild day. We got the 74 yesterday. I think we'll get at least a 75 today. Tonight will be mostly clear. We'll cool into the 50s, around 55 degrees tomorrow morning. During the night, another weather front will come through very quietly, a cold front. It's really a dry front. And it'll give us another day of dry weather tomorrow. It should be mostly sunny and around 75, maybe even as high as 76 degrees for tomorrow afternoon. Now, after that, we do have some rain in the forecast. So on Thursday, we'll start out with partly cloudy skies in the morning, but then a few showers moving in Thursday afternoon. The high will be in the upper 70s, so kind of a warm day on Thursday. Another cold front, this time a strong front, will be moving in Thursday night. And so the coverage of rain will pick up as you get into Thursday evening. And overnight into Friday morning, we can expect numerous showers as the cold front arrives. On Friday, a few morning showers and then clearing off a bit in the afternoon. And looks like a high only 62 on Friday, and then cooling down to 42 Friday night. After that, a beautiful weekend. Should be cool, dry, mostly sunny for Saturday and Sunday, in the low 60s on Saturday, and then the upper 60s on Sunday.
That sounds nice, Dr. Bill. Thursday, when we get that rain, any associated severe weather, or what are you thinking?
Don't see any right now. We may see a couple of thunderstorms developing. Most of it will be shower activity. And after the front goes through Thursday night, the clouds and showers will kind of hang around a little bit in the morning, but then it should improve in the afternoon.
All right. And a few weeks left here in hurricane season. What are you watching out there?
Right now it looks good over the Gulf of Mexico and the Caribbean. The Atlantic, well, there's some thunderstorm activity right now over the tropical Atlantic, but we don't expect anything there at the moment because the upper air conditions are just not favorable.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast right here on FM Talk 106.5. 7:37, we'll check traffic coming up next.
One thing that they share is they're all looking for hope. They're basically looking for hope that it can help them with their issues.
Meet Joe Brown, owner of Your CBD Store of West Mobile, and Dr. Jan Roberts, co-founder of the International Research Center on Cannabis and Health in New York City, on the next What's Working with Cam Marston, brought to you by Coastal Alabama Community College. Listen Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5.
Attention on deck, this is Tom Claxton with the Scuttlebutt Network. Come join me and co-host Cal Waters this Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. as we broadcast live from the fantail of the battleship USS Alabama. That's this Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. on the battleship. Hoorah!
And this is Sean Sullivan, and I'll be doing the lead-in for the Scuttlebutt Boys with Midday Mobile from noon to 1 from atop the battleship in the FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Command Unit. That's Wednesday starting at noon at the battleship and on FM Talk 106.5. Come see us.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery, traffic center finding delays at Old Shell and University, Airport and Schillinger, Tanner Williams and Snow and along Dolphin, Old Shell and Moffitt and 65. As Mobile Police Department have cleared their accidents, state troopers on the scene of one in Fairhope off of 104 and 181. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2019 RAV4 with 1.9% APR financing for up to 60 months plus $500 bonus cash back. Model 4430. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 7:40 FM Talk 106.5. Yeah, lots going on with Battleship Memorial Park. Tomorrow, we're out there with Midday Mobile and the Scuttlebutt Boys. We'll do that starting at noon, midday mobile, noon to 1, Scuttlebutt special time from 1 to 2. And, of course, we'll be talking about the activities for the coming Monday of Veterans Day going on at Battleship Memorial Park. In addition, you got the parade, the Veterans Day parade, going through the streets of downtown Mobile. We are taking this show, Mobile Mornings, live to the Civic Center parking lot where we set up in the past, and we'll be set there visiting with the veterans. Vietnam era is the focus of this year's Veterans Day celebration. We'll be talking to some of those veterans on the show on Monday and getting the veterans ready for heading out along the parade route. And by the way, too, still looking for folks. We'll do it either way, but if you want to get to be part of this, we're going to do some, you want to help with coffee and donuts or some other breakfast. Donuts seems to be the easiest thing to do.
Yeah, you don't have to make sure they're hot.
Right.
You know, donuts are pretty, they're pretty universal.
Yeah,
I mean, everybody likes them.
Good, you know, sugar and carb charge for those veterans on their long parade route, which pretty much is, except for the beginning of it, getting from the Civic Center, takes a couple different turns, but then gets on essentially Parade Route A for Mardi Gras. It's about an hour-long parade for the veterans, so hopefully a chance for you to step out of your offices or where you work or whatever and salute those veterans as we honor them on Monday, Veterans Day. So, and in addition, we have the Fisher House program that's going to run Saturday and Sunday and Monday. Monday during the midday show and a special Mobile Mornings on Veterans Day. So lots coming up. Hopefully you can get involved in some or all of what we're doing. 7:41, let's catch headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Upgrades are headed to Alabama, courtesy of the Energy Department. And nearly $370,000 in federal money is coming our way, and Mobile County will also benefit as well. Governor Kay Ivey made the announcement on Friday, saying the grant will help improve energy efficiency at nearly 20 locations around Alabama. The goal is to cut expenses for local governments, public schools, and nonprofits. Schools in Cherokee and Colbert counties and the city of Huntsville, they're receiving money for lighting upgrades, and Claiborne County will receive grant money for their courthouse and jail. Smaller towns will use grant money for lighting along streets and improvements at a wastewater treatment plant, and two churches in Mobile and Perry County will receive grants for lighting improvements. There are 18 grants in total designed to help many, many families across our state, and they total nearly $370,000. We are learning this morning even more information about the harassment charges filed against Spanish Fort Mayor Michael McMillan. Last week, he was accused of slapping a woman. According to court documents, Lindsay Cooper claims that the incident occurred on October 21st during an argument with the mayor, which she says ended with him telling her, quote, to shut up and slapped her in the face with his hand. Cooper works for the city as a municipal court magistrate at City Hall. Last week, McMillan turned himself in to the Baldwin County Sheriff's Correction Center after being notified by his attorney of the outstanding warrant for his arrest. The mayor was released the same day after posting a $500 bond. The mayor said in a statement, quote, I want to thank everyone for the tremendous outpouring of support I have received since these charges were brought. I look forward to having my day in court where all the evidence will come forth and the truth borne out. After a full and fair hearing, the allegations against me will be disproved and I will be exonerated. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Despite women being the fastest growing segment of the population for alcohol and drug abuse in the United States, Mobile and Baldwin counties have zero state certified treatment facilities for women. The closest is over 3 hours away in Dothan. The shoulder of the Central Gulf Coast is asking for your help to build a state certified 50 bed facility in Baldwin County. The facility will offer residential therapy services for women provided by qualified and credentialed staff. Programming will be built on the three foundations, spirituality, 12-step, and recovery orientation. Over 4 million women in America are in need of treatment for their addiction. 60% of all women incarcerated are there for drug-related offenses, and 60% of those are mothers with children under the age of 18. Women and their families need help right here on the Gulf Coast. The shoulder of the Central Gulf Coast asks for your contribution to help build the 50-bed women's residential treatment facility in Baldwin County. Please visit theshoulder.org today.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time.
First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cann's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A teenager who escaped police custody after he allegedly threatened school shootings on social media is still on the run. Mobile police say the 17-year-old created a Facebook profile featuring a clown. He threatened to carry out a shooting at several high schools. The teen was arrested the next day but managed to escape by slipping out of his handcuffs. Police are not releasing his name because he's a juvenile. Voters in Mississippi are heading to the polls today to elect a new governor. Republican Tate Reeves and Democrat Jim Hood are locked in a competitive race to see who will replace Phil Bryant. Both President Trump and Vice President Pence campaigned for Reeves. Hood did not invite any national Democratic supporters to the state. Polls close at 7 o'clock tonight. A man is on the run after police say he stabbed another man in line while waiting for a chicken sandwich at Popeyes. That happened in Washington, D.C. Police say the men were in line and started to argue. That fight got physical, then spilled out onto the street where the victim was stabbed several times. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Local coverage you can count on.
Hey guys, Cole Kubik here, and I want to tell you about the Rolling Tigers Booster Club Bash coming up November the 13th, 6 to 9 at St. Dominic Murphy Center. A $10,000 drawdown is going to take place, catered by Bay Gourmet. Adult beverages will be provided by Serta Brewery. DJ Dr. Feelgood will be in the house along with a silent auction. Proceeds are going to go to Auburn Wheelchair Sports. The Rolling Tigers Booster Club Bash, November the 13th, 6 to 9 at St. Dominic Murphy Center. All proceeds going to Auburn Wheelchair Sports.
Tickets available at all Rim Animal Clinic locations.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
The Cowboys win a chippy battle against the Giants. Saban gives an update on Tua's ankle, and the college basketball season begins tonight. 747 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. On Monday Night Football, the Dallas Cowboys scored three touchdowns in the fourth quarter to pull away from the New York Giants 37-18. Dak Prescott threw three touchdowns on the night, his third going to Amari Cooper, which stretched the lead to 12 points.
Prescott gets it complete as Cooper takes it all the way. A 45-yard touchdown strike, Prescott to Cooper.
That touchdown to Coop on ESPN last night. Those weren't boos. They were saying coop. Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott ran for a season-high 139 yards, and the Dallas defense forced three turnovers from Giants rookie quarterback Daniel Jones. Giants have now lost five games in a row to fall to 2-6 this year, and they've lost their last six matchups against Dallas. The Cowboys have won two straight after a three-game losing streak and are leading the NFC East at 5-3. There was a break in the action last night when a black cat made its way onto the field at MetLife Stadium. Game was temporarily halted for about 2 or 3 minutes while the cat sauntered around the field in the second quarter. Here's part of an all-time great radio call from Westwood One play-by-play man Kevin Harlan.
Now he is sitting and looking. Now he's at the five. He's walking. He's walking to the three. He's at the two. And the cat is in the CDW red zone. CDW, people who get it now, a policeman, a state trooper has come on the field, and the cat runs into the end zone. That is a touchdown.
What a great call there.
So good.
On Westwood One. The cat ended up being a bad omen for the Giants. When it made its way onto the field, Giants were leading 9-3. After it left the field, Cowboys outscored New York 34-9. As number one LSU and number two ranked Alabama prepare to play in Tuscaloosa this Saturday, both teams are dealing with a bit of adversity. Yesterday, Alabama head coach Nick Saban gave an update on starting quarterback Tua Tagovailoa.
You know, if he can play in the game, it'll be a game-time decision. You know, he did practice 2 days last week. We'll see where he's at today, and then we'll manage the reps accordingly.
Tua had surgery to repair a high ankle sprain on October 20th. He returned to practice 10 days later. ESPN reports that the coaching and medical staffs were pleased with the way that Tagovailoa moved around in practice and that the swelling in his ankle was not as severe as last season. LSU will be without outside linebacker Michael Divinity this Saturday. Tigers coach Ed Orgeron said yesterday that Divinity has left the team for personal reasons. Despite missing 3 games already this year, Divinity leads the Tigers with 3 sacks. He's the second upperclassman to leave LSU in recent days for personal reasons, joining junior defensive lineman Justin Thomas. Security will be at an all-time high at Bryant-Denny Stadium on Saturday. President Donald Trump now expected to attend the game between the two top-ranked teams. It'll be Trump's 3rd visit to a high-profile sporting event in the last week and a half. Last week, he attended Game 5 of the World Series in Washington, D.C., and then traveled to New York on Saturday to watch UFC 244 at Madison Square Garden. The 2020 college basketball season begins tonight with 10 SEC teams taking the court and 2 games involving the top 4 ranked teams. In the Champions Classic at Madison Square Garden, No. 3 ranked Kansas will face No. 4 ranked Duke at 6 o'clock, followed by No. 1 Michigan State taking on No. 2 Kentucky at 8:30. Auburn's ranked 24th to begin the year. They'll face Georgia Southern in Auburn tonight at 8, and Alabama will begin the Nate Oates coaching era, hosting Penn at 7 o'clock. 751, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
You sure that wasn't a Black Panther?
Pretty sure it was a black kitty cat.
And not a painter? That's what you should call him.
Painter.
Yeah, I was just asking the folks over at DCNR in Montgomery if their phone lines lit up last night. People, I've seen it. There it is, Black Panther.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning from the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, County and State troopers have cleared the accidents they've got. Still slower eastbound I-10 from Range Line to 65 from an earlier accident. Finding delays also off of Old Shell, Spring Hill, and Dolphin. But in Baldwin County, they've still got a wreck clearing at 181 and 104. The Mobile International Festival, celebrating the art and science of food, Saturday, November 23rd from 10 to 4 p.m. at the grounds in Mobile. Get your tickets at mobileinternationalfestival.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be mild with temperatures in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-50s. Then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big, sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Tractor has everything you need. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment, including used machines, Buying used equipment requires a high degree of trust, the kind that Thompson Tractor has been earning since 1957. We sell a large selection of previously owned equipment, all of it tested for durability and optimal performance for years to come. Come browse our yard in Montgomery or check out the inventory online at thompsontractor.com. Oh, we buy used equipment too. Thompson Tractor. Just like you, we have what it takes. Don't miss our huge equipment sales event on November 14th at 10120 Highway 80 East, Montgomery, Alabama.
Champy's Fried Chicken in Daphne has everything to make your taste buds dance. Champy's has fresh hand-rolled hot tamales, homemade sides, fresh farm-raised catfish, awesome chicken tenders, salads, fresh cooked-to-order fried chicken, and don't forget about our fully stocked bar while watching your favorite game on one of our many TVs. Hey, your friends are here, so come join us at Champy's Famous Fried Chicken in Daphne on Highway 98, open 7 days a week.
All right, tickets go on sale Friday for Journey and the Pretenders, that show coming up in August at the Wharf. But I'm looking for caller number 6 right now at 343-0106, 343-0106. Caller number 6, win them before you can buy them tickets. Good luck.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. If you are an Auburn grad, or maybe you have a kid that attends a school, or you just love to say War Eagle, the perfect gift awaits you as Auburn University's license plate is getting a new look. The Alabama Department of Revenue says that the new Auburn tags will be available January 1st, 2020. The new license plate will feature a white background with an orange and blue AU logo. That'll be on the side, and the stripes will be on the bottom. Auburn is written in orange and is shown at the bottom of the plate as well. Now, if you love to say Go Rams and you want to represent the University of Mobile, you are in luck as well, as the University of Mobile's new tag will also be available same time at the beginning of next year. The license plate will have a white background with maroon accents and a flame logo. The plates carry an additional fee of $50, but here's why, because net proceeds from the tag will go toward the university's scholarship funds. If your school was not mentioned, good news though, license plates are redesigned every 5 years and your school may be in the next batch of upgrades. If you find yourself being very thankful for what you have maybe today, maybe last week, last month, this month, or this year, or just your life, well, you can give back in a big way as the Salvation Army needs your help this Thanksgiving. Volunteers can now sign up to help on Thanksgiving Day for the annual Thanksgiving Day Feast located at the Waterfront Rescue Mission at 11 a.m. that day, Thanksgiving Day. So here's a number, 251-433-1847, if you want to volunteer in Mobile, or if you find yourself over in Pensacola and you want to volunteer there, their number, 850-429-0656. Volunteers are appreciated and always welcome. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. And congratulations.
Keith, picking up a pair of tickets to see Journey and the Pretenders, right?
Yeah, that show at the Wharf Amphitheater, August 26th. Tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. Ticketmaster.com and the Wharf box office. But Keith, he's got his another chance to win for you coming up tomorrow right here on FM Talk 106.5. 757, hour number 3 on the way. Y'all stay close.